Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're pleased to be joined by Kansas legislator from the 67th District, Tom Phillips of Manhattan, and we're wrapping up our conversation here. Just had a couple quick questions for you. I experienced this as a parent. We pay for childcare, and it's rather expensive. I maybe don't pay as much as some other folks do, but I know that's a growing issue here in terms of folks struggling with expenses here with healthcare and other things. Has there been any discussion on movement as far as a child care bill in the legislature?
I can speak in this regard. I did attend a conference which our Secretary of Commerce, David Tolan, was speaking. And he didn't come out and say this, so this is my interpretation of what I heard him saying, is that the state may start thinking about using daycare as an incentive package, so that if you're starting to recruit businesses, and this goes back to workforce development, and that you may be able to use, I think, some kind of incentive program or tax subsidy through daycare. But that's going to be industry specific. It's not going to be broad public policy.
Right.
And I know that's been, when my days on the city commission, Mayor Bruce Snead, that was one of his priorities. And I know he worked very hard trying to figure out how to get child care to become affordable in this town. And it's still an issue, and it's probably gotten worse. I mean, I do not have an answer for what the solution to that is, because it is expensive. And my view has always been that if you start increasing the pay to the daycare provider to allow for more people to come in and provide daycare, because you're now paying a good salary, that drives up the cost for daycare. And mm-hmm. so then fewer people can afford it. It is very difficult. I suppose ultimately there has to be a debate whether, as a state, do we think that there should be some kind of tax incentive, some kind of offset or revenue sharing approach where the state is helping to offset the cost to deliver child care. And that would be a very interesting debate. I mean, because when I listen to young families, it boggles my mind, all the competing interests in terms of how they have to budget their money, and they're living on relatively modest household incomes, and expenses just keep going up, as we heard from the previous caller. I mean, our retirees are confronted with the same thing. And I know people would want me to say, yes, I'm going to fund it. That would be right. So easy for me to do, but I would be disingenuous if I just simply told everybody, yes, I'll fund your need. Because in my mind, I know we don't have the financial resources to do that. And so I'm not going to be a politician that just tells you what you want to hear. And as a result, I probably do dance around a little bit, because I just don't feel comfortable telling you, oh, yeah, I'm going to give you exactly what you want. That's just being disingenuous in my mind.
Sure. And then just lastly here, we've heard a lot about this issue. School districts are talking about joining lawsuits here, including Manhattan, against Juul. Vaping's become a real big topic, and I know there's been some federal movement here. Mm-hmm. How's it going to affect the state legislature?
Well, that's a good question. The federal government, I'm not sure if President Trump has signed it, but I think Congress, maybe the House passed it. I apologize. But there was language passed, I know at least in the House, that said that the smoking age would be increased to age 21. So if that becomes federal law, I guess the question I have is that then require at the state level we do the same thing. I've already met with a lobbyist over the summer, and there will be a bill introduced to increase the minimum smoking age to 21. I will support that legislation, but it may not be necessary if the federal government has already done it, and that's a federal law. So we'll just have to see how that plays out in Washington, D.C., but I do think that there will be that debate in the State House this year.
I've got a Time article here. It says that President Trump did sign that bill on Friday, and that will raise the federal legal age for purchasing tobacco from 18 to 21 starting in the summer.
Okay. So I'm not an attorney, so I'm assuming state law may not be necessary because it's now mm-hmm. federal law, but I'll find out the answer to that question. But vaping is a big issue, even by increasing the age to 21. I mean, in honesty, kids will still figure out a way to get their hands on it. So we have to have public education where kids, young people, know the risk and the danger and the hazards of vaping. And that may require, again, state dollars put into it. I know when we met with the school board, our local school officials are very concerned about that. And they're trying to figure out a way to connect with our youth so that they can understand the hazards. And so, yes, it's critical importance. But again, increasing the age to 21 is a great step forward, but I think we have to continue to backfill with public education and let our young people know what the risks are from vaping.
All right. Representative Tom Phillips has been our guest here on In Focus. We wish you a happy new year, and we'll talk to you down the road here.
Thank you, Brandon. Happy new year, everybody.
Thank you so much. Well, stay tuned. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.